praise the Lord. How are you today? I hope and I believe that God has been faithful to you, because He is faithful in all times. He remains constant. So today I'm going to speak about crushing, or rather refining, being refined. And my verses of reference will be Hebrews 12 verse 27 from King James Version, and Job 13 verse 15. So Hebrews 12 verse 27. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Job 13 verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. So, what is then our attitude in times of storms, in times when things are not going as you thought they would or they should? Do you trust God even in the valley seasons of life? So to be honest, this month of March has been heavy on my end. I have been going through a number of things, and I thank God for how He has caused me to show up in this season, because I would find myself staying up at night instead of being in worry, praying and reading the word and reminding myself of what God says in His word concerning my situation, instead of thinking of the worst possible scenario. And like, it drew me closer to Jesus. Yes. And sometimes we are so quick to pray out circumstances that we find uncomfortable, when we should be asking God, okay, God, you have allowed it. Like when I read, even though you slay me, Lord, I will trust you. Are you able to trust God even when things seem like they're so heavy? Things like have no control of things anymore. How things like that. Are you able to be still amidst chaos? Are you able to trust God when things are falling apart? Are you able to trust that He is allowing it because there's something He wants to produce in you? And I remember just praying and asking God, God, if you allowed this, if it slipped through your hands, then you have me, you got me, you are going to protect me amidst this. You are the fourth man in the fire. I'm reminded of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego when they were placed in the furnace. God allowed them to go through the furnace, you see, but He was there with them and they left unharmed. So challenging moments are how God reveals His power, is how your faith grows. And our Bible says that life, there are times and seasons, and we need to understand times and seasons and be keen to the leading of the Holy Spirit to pick the lesson in a season instead of being so focused on getting out of that season. There's a quote that says that unless you learn a particular season, a particular lesson, it will keep repeating itself. What in your life is constantly happening, and which lesson is God trying to get you to learn that you keep trying to avoid? Yeah, so what is your attitude in adversity? What is your attitude in a storm? Like Jesus, are you calm and trusting your Father in heaven has your back? Or are you worried like the disciples? Sometimes we'll get worried, but are you able to catch yourself and be like, okay, amidst this worry, I want to trust the Lord? The Bible says that being anxious about things does not make anything better, and who by worrying about something will add an hour to their lives? And I was listening into a reel on Instagram yesterday, and Bishop T.D. Jakes was saying that the greater the calling, the greater the crushing. And also Rick Warren, in his book The Purpose Driven Life, says that God uses our pain for purpose. I've realized sometimes I would like go through something in life and I would feel like, God, why would I go through that? But then I realized after going through it, then somebody with the same condition or the same challenge would come to me. It would be so easy for me to be able to then point to them and walk that journey with them. And so it gives me a different perspective about challenges I face, about things I'm areas I'm working on, that it is, as God is healing me, he is also who also used this particular thing I'm going through to heal other people. Because our pain never goes to waste with God. Like our whatever we have gone through is used for his glory. And trust me, like he is a good father. He will never harm you. You can trust that he would never ever harm you. And sometimes your pain is your ministry, your area of struggle. That is the area that God will use for you to deliver other people. Whatever you have gone through or are going through, and I'm very sorry for what you're going through, and I pray that God would give you strength right now, that I know he's covering, will cover you, that your heart and your mind will be focused on God. And I found myself telling God, even amidst this month, I was like, God, thank you for this. Thank you for the kills. That's what I was praying. Thank you, God, for the kills. I'm grateful for the kills because they are drawing me closer to you, because I would see change in my mindset. It made me more graceful. So I think through the month of January of prayer and fasting, I was asking God to teach me how to see people the way he sees them. He says them, teach me how to love like you do. And when we pray prayers, we receive a level of responsibility that comes with stepping into whatever we are praying for, and chances to actually practice what we're asking God to help us do. So in this season, in that just that 1 month, there's been a shift in my mind. There's been a shift in my heart. Like, and I'm so excited for who I am now because of what I have gone through. And I don't know who and what you could be going through right now, and I don't know whose message this is for, but I just felt like I should put it out there that God is with you, and trust him to fight your battles. Don't take things into your own hands. God is faithful. God is a loving father. He is so caring about you. He cares about you even when you feel like things are going in a way you never anticipated. Are you able to trust him even in the unknown? Look at the story of Job. He lost everything, but see God. He restored him like never before. And I want to just remind you that God is with you in wherever you are in that fire. I know that maybe you're going through something and maybe you may have lost hope, but hold on to hope. Hold on to Jesus. And sometimes it is just for you to change your mindset, to align with it with God and see things from his perspective. And how do we get to do this? By asking him to show us and to align our minds with him. So even as we see our circumstances, we don't limit it to our human eyes, but instead see them the way God sees them. Because God has great plans for you. He always has. He appointed you, he called you, he chose you, he loves you. And he has a great master plan just for you. So I pray that we will be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we will be sensitive to times and seasons, that we will be sensitive to pick what God is communicating to us in seasons, and not be so lost in the noise that we miss out on what God is saying to us in a particular season. That we will be more introspect more and take time and study the word and study the times you are in, and listen into God, to what he is saying. Because sometimes you are so busy and God needs skills to help you to just stop and listen. So create room to be still. Create room to be grateful. Create room to listen in to God. But above all, be grateful through it all. Give thanks in everything. Pray without ceasing. And always give thanks. Give thanks to God. Give thanks. So let's believe and pray. Everlasting Father, we come before you this time of day and we want to just say thank you. Thank you for the good times. Thank you for the tough times. Thank you for every season in our lives and thank you for the lessons we are learning. And the Bible says that, and we agree that even though you slay us, yet we will trust you. And that God, you allow things to be shaken so that those that can be shaken will be removed and those that cannot be shaken will remain. You are producing good fruit in us. And we ask you that even as you shake us, God, that you may give us insight to see what you are trying to rid of our lives and that which you want to keep for the honor and the glory of your mighty name. We bless your name. We honor you, great God. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for being God over our lives. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. And we pray for alignment with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, believing. Amen.